We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And we're again highlighting entrepreneurs this year in 2023. And I'm excited to welcome to the program the CEO of Pronex, Fred Pira. Fred, thanks for calling, man. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. And, you know, when you talk about specifically enough entrepreneurship, was this something you wanted to do your whole life, be an entrepreneur?
It was definitely in the DNA. It just took a certain situation to launch. I had been involved in a number of different things, even as a little kid. And I found that working at corporate America was a lot of fun, but not for me. And 9/11 hits. I'm on the path to go, have to go find another job. I had an idea and I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to build my own sandbox and bring together the resources to make it happen. And sure enough, here we are.
So what were you doing before you did that? Like,
I was actually selling software. I was selling software to the enterprise accounts for a company. And actually, I was making a lot of money. And they were in the process of being sold. And everything came to a standstill. And during that time, I had this idea to... you know, communicate better with a doctor. I had been really struggling with a fatigue. And so I went to go see a doctor and he told me, he says, you know, hey, you're insulin resistant. I go, what is that? So I sat down with his registered dietitian and kind of covered all of what needs to be done to, you know, to deal with that that medical condition. And I found the time that I had been talking to them and then the follow-up and so forth was so frustrating. So being in software, I said, wait a minute, there's a lot of similarities to what I sell to Motorola, Eli Lilly, Deere, a lot of different enterprise accounts that I had under my responsibility. And I had sat down with my systems engineer. I said, hey, you think you could put all this information? I got to get back to this doctor and have it available in front of me so I don't have to go fax. And so, make a long story short, I was able to see that there wasn't a product out there to do that at the time. And I started to investigate what's the possibility of selling something like this. And I think it was my fourth phone call. I landed on the Society of Certified Nutritionists. I said, hey, you know, we have this software, not knowing that we really didn't have it. It was vaporware at the time. I said, we have this software that connects you to your clients, your patients, and would be something that you're interested in. As a matter of fact, we're looking at that. You know, we are trying to move our business more online. We see that as the future. Remember, this was two decades ago.
Right.
So it was interesting to see how that evolved, because when we went down to visit with her, she said, we'd like to move forward with you. I was in shock because I didn't have software to do it. All I had was a vision and an idea. And when I got in the car with my team, I said, guys, what are we going to do? Can you do this? Not really. I said, come on, we got to do something. We have an opportunity here. And sure enough, we started and evolved from that point.
Wow. Evolved to the point where who you serve and what makes your product different. So let's talk about who you serve, first of all.
Well, shortly after that, I happened to attend a conference in Chicago, and professor was talking about, and professor / surgeon was talking about bariatric surgery. I had no clue what bariatric was. And so I'm listening to him and I'm seeing a lot of similarities to what we were doing. And he was a associate professor of surgery and a bariatric surgeon at the University of Chicago. So I approached him and I said, you think maybe we could have a talk about our our solution. I think there may be something there for you. He goes, yeah, get with my assistant and let's get something scheduled. So about a month later, I show up at the University of Chicago. And as I'm doing the demo, he's saying to me, wow, wow. And I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, what the heck did I get myself into? Can you do this? Can you do that? We currently have a vendor that we're not happy with. You have this functionality here that is so interesting. I said, oh, sure, we can do that. We can do this. And they had no clue that I was about to embark upon building an electronic medical record. And so with that said, we went down the road collecting all the requirements and built an EMR for bariatric surgical practice, which gave way to selling our EMR to other bariatric surgical practices, which kind of launched us and brought us to where we are today.
Exactly. And where you are today is serving that community with so many different types of services. So explain what you guys do.
We actually have settled into patient relationship management. We are experts at understanding the various digital front doors, the doors that people come into, and we understand how to take that information and put it through a workflow that is efficient, that increases patient engagement, that provides more revenue, that explains why things fall through the cracks. So we're a very holistic, very robust software that is all about patient relationship management and is interoperable friendly with any EMR in the market. And we find that once somebody takes a look at what we're doing, they get very excited because we're a one-stop shop. We provide telemedicine capabilities. We provide a dietitian module. We provide all of the reporting capabilities that you could possibly imagine. We're interoperable and connected to your EMR. So we really provide a very robust group of features that help you to make better business decisions and for you to see a better ROI on your marketing efforts. So we manage that entire continuum of care with our software.
And that's huge because, as you talked about off air with me, the challenges that bariatric surgeons deal with, especially as their own practice, is being able to keep track of the potential patients, the patients they have in the pipeline, and all these things, and to have all their information there, be able to find it, patient referrals, all these different things are part of the process to be able to grow their practice and help us serve as many people as possible, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Neil, the interesting thing about this is we had no idea that the complexity involved in the bariatric medical discipline, bariatric surgery, you know, dealing with obesity is a very complex situation. There are a number of comorbid conditions that kind of stack on top of that, and diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular problems, and so forth. And so the complexity of having captured information by about all of those different conditions and all of those different stages of recovery is critically important. So the complexity in a bariatric surgical practice particularly is very detailed. There's a lot of compliance that's required from the patient in order to maintain their center of excellence status. And that patient is really connected to that entire staff for a very long period of time. Typically, 5 years, they have to track all of that information. So having the right technology tools in place and making it very easy for the patient and the staff to stay in communication is vital to the success of that patient recovery and post-surgery recovery. And it's important for the staff to have access because there are a number of people that are involved in dealing health services to that particular patient. So everything that we do is a lighter version, be it in orthopedics, plastic surgery, any surgical practice that has to manage that patient through the continuum of care is very easy for us to do, but didn't have a clue about the complexity of the bariatric surgical practice when we got involved. We learned that there's also the bariatric physician. There's also the medically supervised weight loss clinics that are all over the country. And so treating obesity is critical from a health perspective, but also from a leveraging, being able to leverage technology is also critical. It's a very important that you have that touch point with that patient ongoing and make it very easy for them to access information and records and clinical summaries and supplements and a number of things that the practice is involved in delivering in terms of care for these for this particular population.
No, I really think that what's great about your solution is that you have niched down to one vertical market, and even niche down in that vertical market to a point of bariatric, which again gives you a great mission for a company, right? When you're going to work with somebody like this, you're learning and understanding what the whole marketplace is to a point for a practice to get this knowledge and expertise for the Fred that you and your team provides through the software, but also the feedback is invaluable, isn't it?
Absolutely. One of the things that we learned was early on was that this is not an easy road because of all of the touch points. So you have the referral or the intake and registration process. You have the evaluation of that individual. You have the pre-surgery. You have post-surgery, and then you have ongoing monitoring, and those points actually help us to create a structure that allowed us to write the software. The whole idea of intake and registration, which is proprietary in terms of our software, that really gives the structure of how we design the software and allows us to take a look at all of those sub-tabs underneath that: referral, intake and registration, pre-surgery, evaluation, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and ongoing monitoring. And underneath each one of those titles, if you will, sits a number of bullet points or tasks that have to be done. Well, when you take a look at, I got to have software to do this because I can't manage this for 100, 500, 800 surgeries a year. And furthermore, how do I do that when you bring in this complexity of 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 patients? And so before we started this, people were managing that entire process using Excel spreadsheets, can't get reporting when they're having their peer-to-peer meetings. It's very frustrating because it takes days to get reports. So the automation of that and the automatic alerts help to drive efficiency into the practice that really help them to scale and help them to provide service and make their patients very happy. If you're not leveraging technology today, and you're not providing services that are satisfying to the customer, they're not going to stick around. They're going to go down the street because technology is playing a big role in the area of healthcare and being able to get my information in a timely manner.
All right. So where is the best place people can find information? Again, I understand that we're going to get this out to lots of surgeons across the country. If you're a bariatric surgeon or you're involved in a surgery practice, definitely you should check out this organization. But where can people go?
Sure. www.pronexinc.com. And you'll see all of our information there. You can find me on LinkedIn, Fred Pira, P-I-R-A, and I'd be glad to engage in a conversation with you about some of the challenges you may be facing with your practice, and then provide you with information, determine if we're the right fit for you, and help you kind of move through that entire process.
All right. We appreciate it, Fred. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.